Every day I'm shuffling. This episode of the Coin Spice Podcast is brought to you by Cash Shuffle. Because what you do with your money is your business. To give this new product a try for fungibility and privacy, head on over to electroncash.org, download their latest wallet 4.0.0, and give it a spin. CashShuffle.com for more information, because what you do with your money is your business.
What is really going on, crypto savages? You are listening to the Coin Spice Podcast with host C. Edward Kelso, editor-in-chief at coinspice.io, your home for spicy crypto things on the net.
What is really going on, crypto savages? This is your host, C. Edward Kelso, editor-in-chief out at coinspice.io. Back with another episode of the Coin Spice Podcast, and this time around, I've got the president of Liberland, Vit Jedlička. And President Jedlička is a really interesting figure in the world of, I guess, the what we'd loosely call the freedom movement. A lot of us kind of sit around and talk about it's a natural extension of Bitcoin and that sort of idea of, you know, making your own currency, making your own world. And Vit was one of these guys that, you know, got tired of talking and actually wanted to put it into action, and he did that. He and a friend were able to find a parcel of land, a comparatively tiny part of the world, in all places, right between Serbia and Croatia, in terms of how it's sliced by the Danube River there. And it has been a journey for him, a trek. And lots of people have tried to stop him and called him crazy. He's heard all the objections, but 4 years on now, and they've got what's called the Liberland Seed, which is this kind of crazy-looking spaceship, beautiful bridge by an Italian architect that looks unbelievable that they're working on. There's also a kind of a houseboat concept, Bitcoin Freedom. And he's molding all of these ideas, the freedom concept, along with the cryptocurrency idea, blockchain technology, and putting them all into action. So I thought it was a real nice time to get him on. And for the Bitcoin Cash community in particular, here is a real world example of an SLP token that is hopefully going to be used by Liberland, called Merit. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Really enjoyed this episode. Without any further ado, here is Vit Jedlička of Liberland.
Basically, I think I started following you when I heard a podcast by Lou Rockwell way back. And you just appeared out of the blue. But before we get into all that, first off, happy anniversary. Happy 4-year anniversary.
Yep, that was a nice event. Thank you very much. And we had a top 100 people from all around the world, including Congressman Thomas Garrett and the leader of the Croatian opposition. And I would say also the leaders from the crypto sphere as well. So it was very pleasant, very friendly event, which I really enjoyed.
Very, very cool. So let's go back then about 4 years or so ago when I heard you on the Lou Rockwell podcast and your excitement at having found this little area kind of smuggled in between two countries basically that had been broken up after all that had gone on with Yugoslavia. What an interesting thing that you found in the sense that I think a lot of us are devolutionists, so we like to, you know, as many possible, you know, someday 7 million different countries, but we want to, or 7 billion, I should say. But you guys managed to find a little speck that these two countries are kind of playing off against one another. Can you explain a little bit about how you found that and how you came to it?
Well, we are looking for no man's land, and we simply found that this spot was the best that we could get around the world. No doubt about it. 7 square kilometers, heart-shaped, and not claimed by any country for last 20 years or so when we went there. And a perfect place to start a new country in Balkans, in actually one of the poorest places in Europe, with, you know, salaries around $300 a month, and with a 40% unemployment rate in the region. We thought this is actually great contrast. We want to bring more prosperity. It will work here. And also culturally, these guys are quite close to us. So it is a good fit.
Very nice. And that 4 years has been kind of a journey for you, to say the least. I've been kind of watching you from afar. And I noticed that of late, you've been rubbing elbows with everybody from Nigel Farage to, as you mentioned, a U.S. congressman and beyond. And you've even gotten some very good, you know, relatively speaking, mainstream press coverage, right?
Yep. I just finished the interview with the Forbes magazine, so I'm quite looking forward to that one. And we've got, I would say, all the world media, all the big ones, has written about us at least one piece.
And there doesn't, and we'll get into some of the hostility that you've experienced, but there doesn't seem to be much pushback. I think you guys are rather popular across party lines and worldview lines. Like, a lot of people admire what you're doing, right?
There is a huge support, but, you know, there's something which is not completely seen is the way that Croatia is treating us, and we are not actually advertising it, but I can tell you, you know, they're freaking out, and it sometimes it goes all the way to them calling the European Commission, and the European Commission then calls a Cyprus government, and the Cyprus government then calls a private organizer of a conference where I'm speaking. So it is a rather sometimes, but also that's a form of recognition.
It is, isn't it? Yes. Yes. That's a good way to look at it.
If they care, you know, that's a good sign that they care. And, and also the fact that I'm persona non grata for a couple of years now in Croatia, and that I'm not the only one, that also all big names in Liberland are also persona non grata in Croatia. It tells you something, right? They are treating us as a threat, but we are, I would say, the biggest opportunity for them that happened in ages.
Yeah, and I like how you frame that, that you're not hostile or you're not belligerent. You guys aren't throwing up middle fingers and talking about how awful Croatia is or Serbia is. You just say, hey, this is a nice opportunity, because, you know, neither one wants to flinch, because if I think you explained it one time that if one were to overtake the other, then there's all these, you know, diplomatic agreements that fall apart. So you're in a real nice spot, and here you can kind of make it into something, you know, sort of beautiful. And I think you're starting off in very much the right way, right? You're approaching this from a businessman's perspective, and starting off small, even though you have, you know, larger goals, by encouraging a kind of tourism, right?
Yes, I think that's quite important, that Liberlanders are strongly present in the region, and some of them permanently, and that the tourism is quite strong. And by the way, it is beautiful area. It's one of the most beautiful areas on Danube. To me, it's the most beautiful area. Long sandy beaches all around Liberland. Very nice in summer. A pristine nature. It takes basically half an hour of fast boat ride to get to Liberland, and you don't really have too many options if you don't want to drive a dirt road for an hour. So it is a beautiful area, and of course the most valuable things are the people that are coming together and that are building Liberland.
And that's something that I've noticed too. I was looking for like a national anthem. I was looking for a national currency. I was looking for these sort of things that even someone like myself, who's partial to your philosophy and worldview, that I'm sort of trapped in. And here you have people spontaneously creating things like national anthems, you know, creating things like currencies. Have you found? Go ahead.
Right. There is like 10 different national attempts already, and some are done by professionals, and there are some national songs. It's quite nice.
And this is part of it's sort of interwoven in your personal philosophy that you're trying to, from my understanding, just create a space where people can be free to, as you say, live and let live.
Exactly. That's the case. And the more freedom you give to people, sometimes it's quite limiting. Now we have picked up this particular anthem, and then the others are kind of discouraged to create more. So I'm trying to keep the space as open as possible for everybody. And yesterday, for example, we published that yes, it is possible to register company in Liberland, but why do you want to register the company in Liberland? Like, just go ahead and do your Liberland business. You don't even need to register it.
That is so foreign to our thinking. You know, everything has got to be done. We've the markets and markets generally and business people generally have just kind of factored in all this bureaucracy. And so when it's not there and you wait, I'm free to do this. Like, I think it's sort of jarring at first. But you are Czech by birth, right?
Yes. Originally I was born in Hradec Králové, some 100 kilometers away from Prague.
Okay. And now did you, I'm not sure of your age, but did you grow up in Czechoslovakia as a member of the satellite of the USSR?
Yeah. Well, kind of. Well, we were sort of independent, but we were under the Soviet influence very strong. And yes, I was born in 1983. That was basically 6 years before the revolution. So I can remember how communism was like.
Wow. And so that has to factor deeply into how you see the world. I can't imagine. I mean, when you try to explain it to Americans, I'm in the USA and we're so fat and happy and dumb that we go, who's this crazy guy? You know, going over there and trying this freak. But for you, it's not just a parlor exercise, right? It's not just a, you know, something you read in a book. You've lived this.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a great experience to see how much prosperity can be unleashed in very short time span if you just decide to switch from communism to, let's say, social democracy. And I was always really excited, just let's do the next step, you know, let's at least switch from the traditional social democracy to kind of conservative party type of Switzerland system. And I couldn't really get that enough supporters for it in Czech Republic. It was apparent that, you know, that there is not enough voters that want to see this happening. So I was thinking, actually, we have to go the other way around. We have to collect the voters and people that want to see these things happen in some spot and just start a new country.
Yeah, I've heard you say it before, and every time you say it, it blows me away. You're like, well, it's easier to start a new country than it is to convince some people to change their minds. That is fascinating.
It is. And by the way, I know I was, they kind of pushed me, but I'm happy to do it, to represent the party that I was associated with, the Czech Libertarian Party. Now I'm running in the European election, and I think it was also because of the part that the European Commission got involved in my personal activities. So I was thinking it's maybe a good time to start play their game a little bit, and it could be quite helpful to have the immunity from the European Parliament as well at some point. So you know, I'm running right now. I'm getting back a little bit back into the political fight, but only for 1 month in Czech Republic.
And you're hoping to bring some of that expertise and what you learn, and maybe some of the imprimatur from the other states into your work with Liberland, right?
There is plenty of Liberlanders running for the European Parliament elections all around the world. I just spoke to one from Lithuania, for example, but there is a lot of them from Italy, and many of them will make it. You know, there will be a nice group of Liberlanders in European Parliament in next term.
Wow.
So, and it's there already, right? Like there, a number of MEPs are Liberlanders. I just made an interview with Bill Etheridge, which is a libertarian, only libertarian guy, I would say, from UK, that is also directly associated with Libertarian Party. And he's a Liberlander. You know, he organized a very nice event for Liberland in European Parliament. So, you know, the things are going to move on European level as well. And I thought that it might be a good time to be at it. And I'm also learning a bit how this crazy system works in European Parliament. It is insane. They are producing 5,000 papers every single vote. And one gets to understand even more that how Liberland is actually necessary, because the whole European Union is going to turn into a huge bureaucratic and, pardon my French, shithole. just a very few years. At this pace, the new regulations are growing exponentially, and it's just going to not be possible to live here anymore. I thought that it might also be a great chance to introduce some blockchain technologies to European Parliament. They're always organizing these discussion panels and, of course, not doing anything. So what I decided is that the contributors to the campaign that we are running now in Czech Republic will get a reputational shares, and they will basically work as advisors to me in the European Parliament, how the money from the mandate should be distributed, which I think is a smart idea to kind of decentralize the Parliament itself, but from the bottom.
And I think the interjection of blockchain and one of the main reasons I had you on, encouraging that sort of spontaneous, bottom-up idea of cryptocurrency, you're also experimenting, or at least it's been introduced now. The Liberland Merit token is actually trading. I think you guys are almost at parity with the dollar, I think I saw.
Hey, Crypto Savages, this is C. Edward Kelso breaking in with a quick and very shameless plug. Coinspice.io is a feisty pirate ship we depend to rely on almost entirely organic growth, which means our audience really does the marketing for us, and there's nothing more powerful than word of mouth. If you read an article you like on Coinspice.io, if you listen to a podcast and you enjoy the content, or if you're just pissed, please promote us on social media, wherever you're at, wherever that is, whether it's Reddit, whether it's YouTube, Telegram, you name it, Twitter, like us, retweet, all that great stuff. You can always find detailed show notes for every podcast on the corresponding page at coinspice.io. There you'll find links to our respective podcast, your favorite platform like iTunes. Please give us a rating. Please give us a subscribe. You know all that good stuff. It helps the pirate ship remain afloat. It keeps us going. We appreciate it. As always, you can contact me personally if you have questions, concerns, you want to hear from a particular guest, you have a news tip, at Kelso, K-E-L-S as in Sam, O, at coinspice.io. Thanks again for listening. We sure do appreciate it. And back to the episode.
And yep. You're trading at is it Altilli? Is that right?
Yep, Altilli, that's the first exchange that started to trade it. It has been a little bit of an experiment right now, and we are planning to move to our own blockchain on top of EOS.io, which is already in test net. But there is a chance everybody really wanted to have some merits, so now there is a chance to go and buy them on the Altilli exchange.
Right, and that's on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain, the SLP token, and that seems to be going, fairly well for hardly any promotion, and it's it's not officially adopted. It's just someone took it up and decided to create it, right?
Yeah, well, that's the case, and of course, I was thinking that it's kind of nice to have the first token on top of Bitcoin Cash. And as you can see, the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem survived the split with the Satoshi Vision version, and right. The Satoshi Vision is dying. I think it was a good idea also to support a little bit the ecosystem, and it's much better to be the first token on top of some other token than being a 1,005th, I don't know, reasonable token on top of Ethereum. So
right. I was
thinking it's a good partnership. And of course, Roger is one of the top liberal lenders in our community, and he also offered that he will feature the token in the mobile wallet in a week, 2 weeks. So it is, I think it's a good opportunity to really, to work with within the Liberland community to get the token up and running. And it is trading fairly well. You know, it is oscillating around $1, and it will be fully exchangeable for the final version of the Merit in the near future.
Yeah, and do you plan on keeping that sort of currency side and all this experimentation with money going in the digital space as you go forward?
Well, I will tell you the ultimate idea. I would really like to have an ecosystem of typical EOS where part of the tokens will be fully staked, and those will be the tokens that were basically used to pay the taxes. So if you pay taxes, you don't even pay taxes, you just stake a token, but you stake them for quite a long time. And you can only unstake 10% a year. Then there will be regular tokens that will be fully tradable, yet transparent. And we would also like to have a zero knowledge layer on the same token. So the ecosystem would be 700 million merits and never ever created more. They will be dissolved to the ecosystem slowly with some reasonable inflation rate, but which will not really be inflation because we will never print more than 700 million. And the tokens will be basically coming, or they will be in three different ecosystems. One of them will be the zero knowledge. One of them will be a regular tradable, yet not anonymized version of the token. And the other version of the token will be the one that is staked, and that will give you voting power and reputation in Liberland.
Wow. And I thought you mentioned too a while back that staking with 5,000 merit at some point would constitute something akin to citizenship. Did I get that right, or what am I missing?
Exactly, that's what we are doing from beginning. Everybody that contributes in this kind of space of 5,000 merits or dollars, or not right now, you know, merits meaning, we are no longer tied to dollar. We are oscillating around it, but you can get the tokens plus minus $1. Uh-huh. But what I, you know, we will try to keep the parity as long as we have merits. When we run out of them, we will no longer be able to control the parity. So of course, I would say, I think we are giving the market a pretty nice alternative to dollar. You know, that I think we are, it's safe to say that the parity with dollar is not that difficult for us to keep because of all of this demand. But ultimately, the token should rise because there is simply a limited amount of it, and I just believe that the whole ecosystem will be able to process the funds coming in a way that they will always create more value than what was given. So I truly believe that we have came up with kind of a new ecosystem for tokens, an ecosystem which is good enough for a nation state of third millennia, and everything will be basically on a single ecosystem, starting from the courts going to the Congress, and going into, of course, offering our companies to use our own blockchain for making DAOs and creating tokens. So everything will be under one umbrella, which I quite like.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And again, you have 4 years under your belt, so this is not some, you know, grandiose idea that's not being executed on. And And I've noticed that you've got some architectural plans in what's called the Liberland Seed, which looks really interesting. And then you also have
I just spoke to Sergio a couple of hours ago. Sergio is one of the most active architects. We've got 1,200 architects that applied for citizenship, which is pretty, you know, pretty amazing. Yeah, they organized the first architectural competition, and Sergio was one of the winners. And right now he keeps on working on different concepts how Liberland can be developed. And I asked him to basically propose a first building for Liberland, and this is what he has done. The Liberland Seat is a first building that I would say is a serious proposal of what can be built in Liberland.
It's super interesting. I've never seen anything like it. It's almost a bridge kind of over the Danube. It's definitely futuristic. And I think the idea there, he's an Italian, right?
Yes. And you should see the beautiful architectural studio that we could visit during our autumn event that we had in Rome. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very conscious of sort of using as little terra firma land as possible. And so this thing kind of goes into the air. It looks like a spaceship. It's very difficult to describe. I'll have links to it and pictures of it in, of course, the show notes. But you also have a floating Liberland, a Bitcoin Freedom boat or ship, I guess. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yep, that's the first permanent settlement of Liberland. We are going to park it on the Danube River, basically between Liberland and Serbia. It should be able to host up to 100 people for different events. There will be small co-working space, a couple offices, 10 rooms, and a nice upper terrace with great view over Liberland and the lower terrace with the restaurant. And I think it will be very good, very, very nice place to stay over the summer.
Yeah, some of those pictures that I saw.
And I hope people on this will come down there.
Yeah, the pictures of the inside of the boat they're absolutely beautiful. Some of the mock-ups. So.
Yeah. And that's the plan, to make it nice, of course. And I really believe that this place will be, you know, nice space to organize things like TEDx, you know, like blockchain conferences. Already we have planned the chess tournament for Liberlanders. So it will be a social space where people can get together and be right there, right? Like almost be able to touch the land, but yet we will be protected by Danube from any intrusions of Croatia police, which sometimes, you know, could, that if we parked it directly in front of Liberland, meaning on the shores of Liberland, we would probably get in trouble. So this venue will be standing there. It will be ready to move to Liberland any minute. And that will be a serious sign of us that we are ready to settle Liberland. And I would also like to have a couple dozens of smaller houseboats around it, so there is a livable ecosystem for around this boat, and people will be able to rent them. They will be able to have their companies there, etc. So and everybody would be ready to move to Liberland within basically 30 seconds. So I think that's a very important part of our development.
And that reminds me that the way I see Liberland is that it's somewhere in between Galt's Gulch and Chile. And the Seasteaders, and then the Seasteaders have been in the news, which we've been covering on CoinSpice quite a bit, with their travails in Thailand. What are your thoughts about these people? Just kind of, they tried to, you know, basically build out in the ocean, you know, a half a dozen, or I should say a dozen rather, or more nautical miles off of Thailand. Are you worried about anything like that happening?
Well, not really. No, I'm quite happy that we've got very good relations with the Serbians over there, and that we are going to
be fulfilling most of the obligations that we are obliged to do according to the nautical systems or nautical law. So it is, you know, I'm not worried at all. It's just going to be there, and it's going to be safe space for anybody from all around the world to come and see Liberland.
Very nice. And so where can people find you, and where can they follow your work and find out more about Merit Tokens and the EOS blockchain system that you guys are building?
You are actually kind of first to hear it, but there will be a series of articles in different crypto and world media now about it. We've prepared it for quite some time, and right now we are basically launching the PR for the whole project. And again, I believe we combine the best elements of blockchain technology with some libertarian ideas, and with our previous constitution, we put everything together, and it's going to be simply a nice ecosystem.
Very cool. And they should head out to liberland.org to find more information on all these projects?
Liberland.org is one of the websites where you can easily get your e-residency card now, or you can become a citizen there. But no matter what, you will get all the updates right after you sign up there. So that's what I would recommend. And you can also just sign up for newsletter and get all the updates from these media. Now they will start to be coming out by default on monthly basis, but you can also switch to weekly updates.
Very, very, very cool. Well, that was extremely nice of you to come on. I know it's late where you are. I really appreciate you taking all the time. This is exciting stuff. You're doing something that literally no one else in the world is doing, and you're incorporating cryptocurrency in that idea. So we are rooting for you. Best of luck, and thank you again so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you in Liberland soon.